From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A suspected Taliban suicide bomber blew himself up inside the U.S. military-run Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, killing at least four people and wounding at least 14 others. Afghan media sources say the attack occurred just outside the dining hall at the facility. A powerful bomb went off near a crowded Sufi shrine in a remote region of Pakistan's southwest Balochistan province Saturday, and local officials say it killed at least 20 people and wounded more than 30 others. The death toll is expected to rise. Local reports say hundreds of people were present when the explosion occurred at the shrine about 100 kilometers from Mahab, a city on the bordering of a neighboring province. The victims include women and children. Witnesses say there is no local hospital or medical facility to treat those wounded, which means rescue teams will take hours to reach the scene. Some shrine visitors are relying on their personal vehicles to transport the wounded and dead. The United Nations advisor on genocide, Adama Dieng, says South Sudan is at a strong risk of violence escalating into genocide. Forces belonging to former rebel leader Riek Machar continue to fight President Salva Kiir's government forces. Protests against U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's victory are continuing throughout the United States. Some did turn violent this Saturday. This includes one incident in Portland, Oregon, where one person was in fact shot in the leg. And police say that they used tear gas and flashbang grenades on protesters who were said to be throwing burning projectiles at the officers at the time. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump continues to put his transition team together, with Vice President-elect Mike Pence now heading the operations. In addition, three of Trump's adult children, Don Jr., Eric, and Ivanka, are on the Transition Executive Committee, along with Jared Kushner, Ivanka's husband. Kushner played a significant role in Trump's campaign and was spotted at the White House Thursday meeting with President Barack Obama's chief of staff. The children's inclusion raises questions about the role the Trump family will play in the White House, as well as Trump's ability to sever ties between the administration and the sprawling family business, after the celebrity businessman repeatedly said during the campaign that his grown children would not follow him to Washington. The European Commission has announced that it will provide emergency aid to help those affected by the South Sudan crisis, both within and outside the country. The European Commissioner for Humanitarian Aid, Christos Stylianides, spoke while visiting the Bidi Bidi refugee camp in neighboring Uganda.
We allocate today 78 million euros of assistance to help the region deal with the South Sudan crisis. 30 million specifically will go to Uganda in humanitarian field alone.
Uganda has one of the highest refugee populations in the world. The Bidi Bidi settlement was built recently to host the rapidly increasing numbers of refugees coming from South Sudan. New reports have emerged of public killings and other atrocities committed against Mosul residents by the Islamic State, including dozens of civilians whose bodies were hung from telephone poles after they were accused of using cell phones to leak information to Iraqi security forces. The UN Human Rights Office says IS fighters killed some 70 civilians in Mosul this week. Tomorrow, France marks the one-year anniversary of the deadly terrorist attacks that killed 130 and left scores more. Lisa Bryan is in Paris.
It's showtime again at the Bataclan. The concert hall is reopening with a sting concert and a major facelift that helps turn the page on last year's terrorist attacks here that killed 90 people. In many ways, Paris is back to normal. The anti-terror graffiti and rallies are in the past. But the emotional scars remain from last year and July's truck attack that killed children as well as adults in Nice. Parisian Stéphane Dantier has a restaurant across the street from two of the places the jihadists targeted.
After the attacks, the neighborhood mobilized to do many things. It was great. But the Nice attack reopened the wounds.
Sunday, Dantier will join Parisians in lighting paper lanterns in memory of the victims. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
And I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.